This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gantley. Hippo editor Amy Diaz is here. She has another installment of New Hampshire This Weekend for us. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, in your notes here, two art events this weekend highlighting kind of different views of the world. Let's start out with the seemingly impossible work of M.C. Escher, Reality and Illusion. It's the latest display at the Courier.
Yes, so they are in the middle of this just really giant exhibit. According to our story, I think it's something like 180 pieces in this exhibit, and it covers three galleries, so a whole lot to look at.
So you can spend some time there.
Oh, absolutely. And it's actually the kind of exhibit that I think is interesting, you know, regardless of kind of your art background or your level of knowledge about art, because these are pieces that are kind of part of our culture. Mm-hmm. You know, Escher is famous for pieces where one thing maybe turns into another, you know, the pieces where there are stairs that kind of seem to come from everywhere and maybe go to nowhere that reminded me a lot of Inception, or I think they've even done a Simpsons couch gag.
Yep.
Using kind of an Escher style.
Sure.
So it's familiar, you know, a familiar style.
Yeah, I think of those Escher prints that are found on, you know, many dorm room walls, but the work has really become this kind of iconic thing, like you said. But it's not just the trippy pen and ink stuff. How deep does the exhibit go into his career?
Well, it really kind of walks you through his whole development as an artist. You know, the first room has a lot of what you might call landscapes, a lot of, you know, drawings or prints. A lot of these are prints, woodcuts and lithographs, and they come from his travels throughout Europe. So a lot of churches and, you know, maybe courtyards and churches. And it's interesting because right at the beginning, they show you one of those pieces and then one of his later works that has kind of the blend of styles and a waterfall in the middle. And you really see how even that early stuff kind of becomes part of his more fantastical worlds as he goes on. And then as you kind of go along, you see how he becomes interested in Moorish art and patterns and tessellations and repeating patterns. You start to see images that are very familiar, I think, of his, where like the negative space of one kind of image creates another. So there's one, for example, where a flock of blackbirds and a flock of whitebirds are kind of coming together. And in the places where they overlap, the negative space between the blackbirds is the whitebirds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of things like that. And then as it kind of moves along, you see things where like, you know, you've got lizards, a sketch with a repeating pattern of lizards, and then some of the lizards are crawling out of the sketch, kind of walking around books and crawling back
into
the sketch.
Kind of endless, infinite loop. Yeah.
Exactly. And it shows how he played with ideas like Mobius strips. And, you know, it kind of walks you through these things all the way along where it shows you these principles and then how he kind of was inspired by them.
There's a quote in the Hippo story on the exhibit that says Escher kind of aligned himself more with mathematicians than with other artists. He thought of those patterns that really influenced his art.
Yeah, it's fun because you can see that mathematics edge in his pieces. There's even one piece, I think it was called Flatworms, or it had flatworms in it, and you can see it's a lithograph. And so you see the piece, the print, and then you see sketches next to it where he's working out the worms and then these geometric shapes that are kind of next to the worms. And you see how he puts all these elements together.
Okay, so it's M.C. Escher. Another display you recommend for this weekend is Objects in Motion. This is a survey of work by Kim Bernard. It's described as like kinetic works that break the no-touch rule of art. Can you explain that?
So there are a couple of pieces, and this is at the McKinnich Gallery at Southern New Hampshire University. And I should say they're open today, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 3. And then I think their schedule's a little different next week because of the holiday, but this exhibit's up until the 18th, so you still get a chance to see it. Now, some pieces you cannot touch, but there are a couple of pieces that you can touch. And the whole exhibit is kind of playing with this idea of showing motion. And so either it's representing motion in some way, representing, say, the way atoms move together in a couple of pieces that use these little spheres and sort of arrange them into kind of flower shapes, or it's like these other pieces that use actual things that you can touch. There's one called Ready-Made Color Wheel. It's kind of like a bicycle wheel, and there are springs attached to it, kind of like the rays of a sun. And then on top of those springs are balls about the size of billiard balls, all these different colors. And when you spin the wheel, which is, I have to say, this is one of the few pieces of artwork that kind of made me laugh. There was something really fun about it. You spin it and you get to see the way the balls jiggle. And then as it slows down, they jiggle in kind of different ways. And you are allowed to gently touch. So that's kind of fun. There are like two pieces like that where you're allowed to play with it a little bit.
A little art in motion.
Yeah, exactly.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events here in the Granite State. We'll have links online at nhpr.org. Amy, thank you.
Have a great weekend.